Hey everybody, it's Shaman's Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by ShamanSpiritCenter.com and LittleShaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. Today I wanted to talk to you about something that is very important to understand when dealing with narcissistic people, and that is that if you're going to continue to deal with them on any level, you must accept that this is the way they are. Many people wonder how narcissists can seem to be okay one minute and crazy, violent, hysterical, or totally cold the next minute. The thing is, this is a misunderstanding of how the personality works. People sometimes say things like, "I just want them to act normally," but they are acting normally. This is their normal. They've never been any other way, and if you choose to deal with pathologically narcissistic people on any level, you have to accept that this is the way that they are. The good aspects of their personality cannot and do not exist without the rest of it. It's a package deal. Now, it's always best not to deal with narcissistic people when they have been identified, but for many reasons, people can and often do choose to continue all types of relationships with narcissists. Family, friends, romantic. Managing the relationship and the amount of stress it causes is crucial in this situation. So much of the stress caused by dealing with pathologically narcissistic people is rooted in the idea that one day the bad side of their personality will be mitigated and even disappear, or that the good side can be reached and somehow brought out all the time. This is not a realistic expectation. These aspects all exist together. They're not independent of each other. They're parts of this same whole. You cannot have one without the others. If someone is going to have any kind of relationship with a narcissist, they need to understand and accept that this is how it is. Otherwise, the stress will cause enormous damage to your life. It's important to realize that even if you want them to change these things, and even if at times they really want to change them too, the odds are very long that they're going to be able to do that. Pathologically narcissistic people are often dealing with arrested emotional development, among other problems. It may be that they are unable to change these things, and even if they are able to do so, it can be very hard and very painful. Many people are just not up to something like that, whether they're a narcissist or not. A pathologically narcissistic person with limited emotional resources or understanding and zero coping mechanisms beyond the maladaptive ones they've been using their whole lives may simply be unable to even try. And even if they could at least try, they probably don't want to. They know only their ways to get their needs met, and the idea of giving these up is like trying to learn to breathe through your ears. The goal of the pathologically narcissistic person is protection of the self, not healing. Because as humans, we must hurt in order to heal, this goes against their prime directive. The fact that such obsessive protection would no longer be necessary if they could in fact heal is information without meaning. A life where such aggressive protection of the self is not necessary is probably unimaginable for narcissists, and if it were imaginable, it would likely be seen as similar to having to swim through shark-infested waters to freedom with meat tied around your neck and 25-pound weights attached to your feet. In other words, too dangerous to attempt. Many just can't do it. Even if they can succeed at changing some of their behaviors, the mindset and the motivations behind these behaviors is not different. Often they simply change one manipulative or abusive behavior for another. For example, a person who was physically violent may stop being physically abusive but start betraying the relationship in other ways. A person who created financial catastrophes may stop overspending but create emotional crises and those type of catastrophes instead. The part of their personality that drives this behavior is not going to go away, and that's why it's part of their personality. It exists alongside the quote-unquote good parts of their personality and is inextricably entwined with them. It cannot be separated. So if you're going to deal with this person, it's important to understand that these things are not separate. They're the same. The good person you love and the bad person you hate or fear are the same person. Both of these sides and every other one they show are equally genuine, for whatever that actually means. They really are that amazing sometimes, and they really are that terrible sometimes. They also aren't either of these things. They are both, and they are neither. It seems impossible, and in a balanced, integrated person, it usually is. But the pathologically narcissistic person has a fractured or split personality. It's similar to the phenomenon of multiple personalities, although in a narcissist, These pieces are not fully formed personalities at all, but rather parts of a larger whole. These different parts are not integrated or cohesive. They exist apart from each other rather than in balance, and in some narcissists, they are totally denied. It's a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde situation, except that the narcissist is not usually unaware of the existence of this quote-unquote bad side because it's not separate. They know it's there. They're in denial of it. This, of course, causes it to get stronger and stronger until the entire focus of their existence has become about denying it. Healing would require the acknowledgement of these things, facing things they've spent their entire lives running from. It's just unlikely that that's ever going to happen, and even if it did, it still might not end up helping anything. Narcissists that are forced to face these things with no coping mechanisms or other protections can end up being suicidal. If you choose to deal with narcissistic people on any level, it's important to understand that you have to accept the bad with the good. You don't have to approve of it. You don't have to like it. You don't have to condone it, but you have to accept it. These things are inseparable, and you cannot have one without the other because they're both part of the same person. This is their normal, and whether it's because they can't or they won't, it's not likely to change. It's necessary to adjust expectations in order to manage the relationship and the amount of stress it causes you. It's not possible to control the behavior of other people, and you cannot love the pathology out of somebody. So if you want a narcissistic person in your life, you're going to have to take the good with the bad because they can't be separated. People often feel as if they're dealing with two different people or more when dealing with a pathologically narcissistic person, but they're not. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde are not different people. The reality is that Dr. Jekyll is Mr. Hyde, and that's just how it is. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online, over the phone, via text, via messenger, via email, and over Skype. So if you're interested in speaking with me one-on-one, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the Book and Appointment tab to go ahead and do that. I teach workshops a few times a month, so if you're interested in seeing what we're running, you can do that on littleshaman.org as well. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org and shamanspiritcenter.com. That's me, the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.